Some of the country's most important First Nations artists, from Albert Namatjira to Aretha Brown and Dylan Mooney, have been brought together for the 5th National Indigenous Art Triennial at the National Gallery of Australia. Titled After the Rain, the exhibition is designed to celebrate intergenerational legacies and cultural warriors of the past, present and future. Tony Albert is the artistic director of the show and a celebrated artist in his own right. Tony Albert, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So tell me, why did you decide to name this exhibition After the Rain?
For me, this is the 5th iteration of the triennial, and I had been at the previous 4, the very first one in 2007 as a really young, inspiring artist. I've been involved in the triennial as an artist myself since then, and this was a really an opportunity. It's the first artist-led one, so an opportunity to really do something different. And After the Rain represented that opportunity for me of looking back on where we've come from, where the state of contemporary Indigenous art currently sits, and what that future might look like for us, especially in this time of this very big global push and recognition of First Nations art on a much larger platform.
It's such a task to try to encompass those ideals when you're looking at trying to pull this together. So what's guiding your decision making when you're figuring out what to select and what to develop when it comes to specific works and specific artists?
Yeah, it was really hard, obviously, being artist-led as well. It's a very different perspective of looking at a lot of these people are my friends, or, you know, people I can call on just from my phone. But knowing and understanding from an artist's perspective what these biennales and triennales mean and represent. And for me, it really is the opportunity to create your most seminal work of your career. Institutions have such a powerful force of resources behind them, and I wanted to kind of penetrate within that and utilize this opportunity as artistic director to work with artists to really create these very immersive spaces, something quite spectacle-driven but still grounded in the conceptual nature of what those works are. So I didn't see something by the artist and say, oh, let's put that in the show. We spoke very early about this opportunity of engagement and where we can push the work to. So it's a very a unique and very different perspective in a way. And I think the installations will surprise a lot of people.
Can you give me a sense of what the installations and this immersive experience is like? We're just an audio medium, so we're very limited
yes.
in what sense. So can you give us a bit of an audio picture of what an audience can expect when they come to the
sure.
National Gallery?
Sure. Each artist almost has their own room, and within those rooms, dedicated ideas to the thematic of what that was. So say House of Namatjira as kind of the central room of the exhibition. I wanted to work with Albert Namatjira, this seminal artist who, you know, is a metaphorical of so many of what has followed within his footsteps, under a collection that has 97 Albert Namatjiras to pull from, which was incredible. And I thought, oh my God, yes, this is amazing. But from that, I realized I have to work with the Hermannsburg potters, Ilton Ajara, the school, the many hands school of art that follows in that Hermannsburg style of painting. And of course, his great grandson, Vincent Namatjira. And through that, going to Hermannsburg, finding Albert Namatjira's house, which sits on the edge of the Larapinta River that he built himself after applying for land grants in other areas of Australia, but was denied that opportunity to do so. And we're able to build and recreate Albert's house within the exhibition, but out of stained glass window through the glassworks in Canberra's assistance and recycled glass from Alice Springs from the 1970s. So just this opportunity to really delve into a lot of history and work together with artists on telling these really, really important stories are new for the first time.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where artist Tony Albert is my guest as we talk about the 5th National Indigenous Art Triennial, which he's curated. Tony, you've spoken about wanting to set new standards for how institutions work with First Nations artists. Tell me what sort of long-term changes you hope might come about after this triennial. What's the sort of difference you want to see ingrained in the practices of our big institutions?
Yeah, again, as an artist-led triennial, I really wanted the artist's voice to be across all aspects of the show. So for Aretha Brown, not only creating this incredible, almost 40-meter long historical mural to start the show, Aretha has done the branding for the show, the digital assets online. Vincent Namajira painted every other artist in the exhibition. So instead of an institutional photograph of an artist to promote the exhibition, we've got a painting by one of Australia's greatest portraiture artists of all the other artists in the show. Just at every opportunity, from the publication to the public programming, having artists coming and sitting inside the institution with staff. It's normally the curator's job to be a conduit between the institution and I guess these artists, but this was a chance to really bring the artists in, having them sit at tables with staff working together and breaking down what I believe is still barriers that exist between the institution and the communities that they represent.
Tony Albert, you've certainly got me keen to go and check it out. Thank you very much for taking me through your vision and letting us know about the triennial. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.